Dollars and cents is on 96.9 Boston Talks.
Well, that was something new for us. If you haven't noticed, at 96.9 Boston Talks, we are now doing traffic and weather every 15 minutes here at the station, trying to keep you up to date, keep you informed of what's going on around the state.
We have to get used to this new little schedule here.
We do. It's a little different for us. We are encouraging our listeners to call in now, 617-822-1969. That's 617-822-1969.
Or pound 96.9 on your Verizon wireless phone. See, I remembered that.
Thank you. And you can call us with anything. Any questions at all that you might have, anything as it relates to personal financial planning matters, if you've had a relationship with a financial planner that's a little uncomfortable, if you have questions about investments, insurance, cash flow planning, anything you want, give us a call, 617-822-1969. The other thing I want to remind you about is our weekly planning pointers.
That's our weekly newsletter. It goes out via email on Friday mornings at 10:30 every week. Lots of very interesting tidbits of information. If you'd like to sign up for our newsletter, go to our website. That's friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. And you'll get a pop-up that allows you to sign up for our newsletter. So please visit us and do that. You'll be informed every Friday.
Last week, I think we had 15 people sign up for our newsletter.
Isn't that fabulous?
It amazes me. You know, despite the fact that the calls aren't flooding in here like I might hope,
It's a Sunday, beautiful Sunday afternoon.
I know.
Yeah.
But people are listening, that's for sure, because they wouldn't be signing up for a newsletter like they are. And you know what the other thing that I noticed is oftentimes, and I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, oftentimes, you know, we want to ask a question on the radio, but people's number one fear is public speaking. And making up the phone and calling a radio show or getting up in front of an audience to talk is very intimidating. And I never want people to feel intimidated. I want you to always know that Marion's and my access is very open at the office.
Absolutely. And also, you can always email us a question if you'd like to do that. Perhaps not during the show if you don't want to do that. But if you wanted to email us during the week and have us respond on air, we'd be happy to do that as well.
That's right. You can do that by visiting our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. And many people drop us questions within that little sign-up box. It has your name, first name, last name, and then the sign-up box. And it's a great little opportunity for you to ask your questions kind of anonymously, and perhaps we can then answer them directly to you from the office. But if it's appropriate, we'll bring it up on the show as well. But what we were talking about before when we last left was this item called the life portfolio, and the fact that of these four pieces, your house, your payroll, your income, your business, and your investments, of those four pieces, one of those things, investments, you might think, is the most risky. And we and Bert White, who is the chief investment officer at LPL, made a presentation and made a very compelling case stating that that piece, the investment side of it, was actually the least risky of the four groups. And in fact, also the one in which we have, in a sense, the most control over. But we're not going to talk about the investments right now. Maybe we'll get to that at the end of the show. We talked about the housing area and how risky that's been and how much money people have seen lost and how much they worry and have great anxiety over the housing issue.
Well, particularly, there are a lot of people that borrowed against their house for various purposes, whether it was to enhance the house, the value of the house, or for other items such as cars or vacations or whatever. And now they find themselves where they might have a mortgage and a home equity loan, but they might not have a lot of value in the house that they actually can tap into anymore. So that's also, if your house value and the mortgage on it are virtually identical, that's not a very comfortable position to be in.
You know, it was supposed to be that the American dream was that you came here to this country, you owned a home, you got a job, you started a business, and that was the foundational principles of what life in America was all about. But it feels like the foundational building blocks of life have become way more volatile than ever, ever before.
Certainly.
And so what we're trying to help you address is the recognition that investments, though that might be the component from which you might talk to an investment advisor about, talk to a financial planner about, a good financial planner will talk about way more than just the investment piece. We've talked about housing. Let's talk about income and payroll and sources of income, Erin.
Right. And, you know, as many of you, I'm sure many of our listeners know, that the unemployment rate is really quite high still, 8.3%. Although it's come down from its worst levels, we got very poor news this week on the number of jobless claims. So those went up again. We were heading in the right direction going down. But once again, it turned around. So that's the income piece of it is also quite difficult. I mean, quite risky. When we look back over the past few years, once again, we looked up some statistics on income. And over the past 3 years, since June of 2009, and that's technically when the recovery started after the decline in 2008 and the beginning of 2009, we started a recovery in June of 2009, and incomes have actually declined. Household income has declined for Americans of all ages by 4.8% lower. So the average income when in June of 2009, the average household income was $53,508. In June 2012, it was down to $50,964.
Do you agree with that? You know, as a listener of 96.9 Boston Talks, as a listener of Dollars and Cents, I'd love for you to give us a call here. Let us know whether you agree with this. Do you find that those primary building blocks of what the American dream was, housing, income, business, are they more volatile than what the stock market and what your investments have been? Is it an appropriate way to begin to look at this portfolio? Mm-hmm. Or, of course, if you have any other financial planning questions, give us a call, 617-822-1969. We are here today taking your questions and calls.
And I don't want to make it sound even worse, but if you look at what the median household income was in 2007.
What was it?
Before the recession began. It's now, almost 55,000, meaning it's down 7.2%.
So, you know,
risky.
Absolutely. And
definitely risky.
We've been reading in the paper, and in fact, as I was here in the studio a little bit early today, I was watching CNN, and there was a report that came out from the Congressional Budget Office that talked about something that's pretty scary. You've heard this term, the fiscal cliff. The fiscal cliff is this.
And we're all watching the fiscal cliff.
The possibility, and nobody, you really can't prepare for it right now.
That's
because
right.
It really is triggered on who wins this election in November. It's pretty much that simple. Whoever wins the election in November will dictate whether the fiscal cliff happens or it doesn't happen. The position that CNN took was that if the fiscal cliff does occur, which means the Bush tax cuts are removed and we go back to an increased tax system, what will happen is over the next year, it's expected that unemployment will go back up to 9.1%, and we will head ourselves straight into a recession. However, if the Bush tax cuts are preserved, 2 million jobs are expected to be created simply because we preserved the tax cuts, and unemployment is not going to go down so quickly, but it'll stay around 8%.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because a lot of these, I mean, clearly everybody's concerned about the fiscal cliff. But even more importantly is the uncertainty of what's going to happen.
Hmm.
And, you know, businesses are hesitant to hire people because they don't know what the tax situation is going to be. Individuals are hesitant to buy new homes or, you know, whatever they might want to do, take a little risk with their monies because they just don't know what the tax situation will be.
That's right. And so we've been talking about housing, and we've been saying, you know, the income has become a huge risk item also. I want you to think about it. When's the last time you got a bonus that was larger than your last bonus? That's not happening to many people around this country.
And, you know, a lot of people that lost their jobs can't find jobs anywhere near the level of income that they had before they lost.
But I do think that becomes a question of whether you were deserving of the amount of money you were paid in the first place.
Well, that's a whole different story.
That's a whole other story.
We're not talking about
right.
that.
But, you know, but the thing is when you combine the risks associated with a house and income, if you can't sell your house, you have the problem of being unable to take another job somewhere else. So those become risks as well. Well, we are going to head off to a break. And when we come back, we are going to have our trivia question. Our trivia question is going to be all about something that was on our newsletter in Planning Pointers this week. So we will be back. We are going to have two tickets available to you from the Nordstrom Music Theater coming to you right after we get back from this break. This is Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on 96.9 Boston Talks.